Good Friday afternoon. It's the afternoon because you're tuning into the Midday Live Show. We have the one and only Jazzy Fierce in the building.
What's good? What's good?
Yes, sir. And on top over there in the left-hand corner, we got Steve Styles.
What up out here in left field?
And of course, myself, DJ Spoil Milk. What is that smell?
I could smell it through the microphone. I could smell it through the speaker.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's good. That means it's an established scent. Remember last episode? We're out here going toxic crusaders.
Yes, sir.
So yes. We're right here. How you guys doing?
Fabulous. Fantastic. It's been a great week, a busy week, a long week, but lots of fun. We had Big Jam. We had Jingle Ball. So let's get into it. How was Big Jam? Let's start there.
Yo.
Wow.
Yo.
Where do we start?
Where do we start?
Wow. I know how to start. This is how we start. We give thanks to, like I threw it down on Instagram. It's such a cool thing to see a well-oiled machine, you know? Mm. Everybody knew their role that night. And big shout out, big shout out to Big Promotions technicians out there too. The squad tore it down.
Yes.
So that team cohesiveness and running the artists, the stage and meeting them, it was just so smooth. I mean, yeah, there was a few mishaps, some people lagging, but it was a great, great experience.
Yeah, for sure.
I would have to agree. How was your experience at Big Jam?
You know, I'm gonna be honest, I had a blast. I had a lot of fun. This Big Jam was a little different for me because, yes, I was working, but I was kicking it too at the same time. You know, I'm going back and forth, backstage, the stage. I'm in the crowd trying to grab footage. I'm bumping into people that I know. You know, I had a good time. Got a chance to meet Big Glow.
Hey, now.
He got 99 problems, but the biggest one is me.
Okay.
What? Yeah. Big Glow. So that was the highlight for me, man. Got a chance to meet Money Long as well.
Loved her outfit. Fabulous. She looked fabulous head to toe.
She had the crowd in her palm. Like, everybody was singing hours after hour. It was beautiful. Like, they moved her. Like, she even made a video, put it on Instagram, saying how much she was moved by the crowd in Chicago.
Aww.
Yeah, it was pretty dope.
Love to see it.
Interesting fact. We played Hours and Hours for my wedding. The song that me and my wife, we danced to. It was Hours and Hours.
So, wow. That's good. That's really good. Like,
yeah, baby.
Oh, my gosh. That is so sweet. I love that.
Money Long was in the background singing. I'm like, sing that, Money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So much love in the air. I love it.
It is. It's good. It's lovely. How about that?
Yeah, oh, man.
Shout out to Santa as well. Didn't know much about her, but after seeing her perform, man, she is going somewhere.
Man, sure. She had that one song that went like 2.1 million on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Flaws and All.
There you go. Great song. Great song. Sing-along song too. R&B crooner type thing, you know?
But I'm talking about the songs that she sang before that. I'm talking about the fact that she came out and performed. She took the stage. She had the energy. Definitely on my radar, for sure.
Good to know.
We see you, Santa. We see you.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So now, Jingle Ball.
Jingle Ball.
Jingle Ball.
Let's talk about it, Jazz.
Woo! Okay, so like your experience at Big Jam, this was a bit different for me. I was working, but I was kicking it to a certain extent as well. And the hugest difference was that Steve Styles himself walked me and Ryan Lee to stage before we went on and introduced Nicky Yore. And let me tell you, like, this is how many days later? 4 or 5 days later, because this was Monday. It still doesn't feel like it really happened. Because it was like the energy of the crowd was like, you could feel it. Like, it was literally like electricity in the air. And then walking out on stage, like hearing your name called and y'all, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Maybe that's what dreams feel like.
Hey, listen, my girl Lizzie McGuire once said, this is what dreams are made of. Okay. This is what dreams are made of. That's how I felt. I really felt blessed And it was just really a great experience. Like, Jingle Ball was so much fun. Apart from being on the stage, yes, that was a big deal. Yes, I'm still in shock over it. But Pitbull killed it, for one. Like, he had that crowd.
Yes.
Macklemore, too. Jack Harlow. Everybody. Like, everybody just came together and had a really good time. And the crowd, as I said, was just, they were so into every single aspect of the show. Like, there was no down moments, no downtime. Like, they were just in it whole time. I love it. And thank you to everyone for making that happen.
It was huge. It was huge. I felt something too, you know, just being able to walk up there with you guys and, you know, being your runner for the evening. So it was the fact that I asked that girl if I could get it, you know, when she was running down the list in the pregame. I was like, so we got Ryan and Jazz. I'm like, I can take care of that. You know?
Period.
Yeah, stepped
Thank
up.
Thank you.
There. Man, I met Josh Martinez from New York.
Yeah.
He's national, and meeting him, he's kind of like a guy like me in a way too, you know? He's Latino. He comes from, you know, not the best neighborhoods, and he's doing radio. And that was a great reinforcement for me and giving me that inspiration that I get just interacting with you and Spoiled Milk right now.
Yeah, that's dope.
Always need that inspiration. It's great to have. Because it keeps you going. Gets the people going. Yes. So as I said, long week, busy week, but it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And now we're here. Friday. Midday live show.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, yeah. I can't get out since you did that, that you recorded that spot for us. It's always been Friday.
For sure. Isn't that crazy how time flies as well?
It is.
When did I do that? That
was January.
Woo!
Look at that.
Now it's December. About to be January again.
So wow. We got 15 days until Christmas.
Mm.
22 days until 2023.
Damn. Damn. This year flew.
It did. Yeah, I feel like every year is getting faster and faster. Centripetal force.
Huh? What was that word?
Centripetal force. It's I don't know why it came to me, but I was just thinking, like, you know, the earth spinning and stuff. And all right, how about this? If you ever have you ever seen somebody fill up a bucket with water and then try to flip it around in a circle and not spill the water?
I haven't.
The water stays in place for centripetal force, but we can go in that another day.
Hey, Steve, a wild boy, man.
He just be knowing stuff.
You wild.
Centripetal.
Boy.
I've never heard that.
Let's see what Google can find.
That man's a wild boy.
Man. You know the most, like, random facts. Really?
Yeah, a whole lot of nothing.
I mean, it's something. It's something. I mean, imagine seeing someone trying to flip a bucket of water and not fall.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that. I would like to see it.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
It's a force that makes a body follow a curved path. Its direction is always orthogonal in the motion of the body. It's kind of like, you know, Newton, when they say object in motion stays in motion.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, too.
Ooh. It's a lot of science going on right here.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here's the formula right there. AC equals V squared over R. Boom, ba-dum. Oh, yeah. See? It tied into Newton. I knew it had something to do with Newton. There you
I
go,
was
guys.
So terrible at science in school. It's not even funny.
I think we all were terrible at stuff with that we didn't have interest. Because I see it in my son, too. If he's interested in something, he's the best. Mm-hmm. We all are interested. We apply ourselves. No?
You have a point there.
Yeah.
I don't know where this conversation is going.
Right. What we got for the day, Steve? Run it down for us.
Well, we got a top five featuring SZA, so you better sit down and sizzle because this is going to be really nice. Horrible, horrible punchline.
It's okay. That's why you get the drum line.
Right? We got Finish Those Lyrics, which is going to be crazy. You know, mine are going to be sing-along songs, so you got these. No problem. Got an entertainment report. Of course, we got the weather. You know, we have Bussin' or Discussin', along with some, I did see some things like, what is the most bizarre commercial you've ever experienced?
So many in my lifetime.
Right? But I got one and I already pulled it up. I got it ready to go, guys. So we got a great show ahead of us.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we might as well start off with finish those lyrics right after we get into some local music from an artist that we have had on the show before, Miss Bunny Lou. So, yes, we'll be right back. Yo, yo, yo. What's good?
You know
it's the Midday Live Show. We're back with episode 6 live from iHeartRadio Chicago. And yes, I'm singing because it's a little bit of karaoke time. This is a segment we like to call Finish Those Lyrics.
I love karaoke.
Same. Same. I wish I could go every night. Low key. Because I would. I would.
Oh, you should definitely come out tonight. Eden's Bar and Grill in Joliet. Mm-hmm. Karaoke happens around 1 a.m., mm-hmm. you know, after that third drink.
Third.
Uh-oh. She says she's doing it sober.
Oh.
No.
Oh, we need more than three? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Come on now. Come on now.
I feel like once you get that third drink, you were like, ooh.
Oh, absolutely. Be like, ooh. Where the mic at? I'm ready. Let's sing.
When I see you. Girl, stop playing. Okay. You don't want to hear these vocals. And then that fourth drink is over with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't care what you sound like after that. So everybody's just going to hear it. You know, you're going to hear this singing. You're going to get it. So finish those lyrics. I really hope this is better than last week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We made sure of it. I'm sure we did.
We, you know, it was some times where we didn't know what was going on. Steve guessed the song before I even said anything.
Psychic.
You know, we gotta get it together.
Yeah.
Well, I believe in us, though.
Yeah, I do, too. And I'm a big believer in Order Out of Chaos. So let me break it down for you. We're going to try to preview a song. And hopefully one of us right here on the live cast will be able to decipher and give us the title to it. Now, we're going to give them the artist, too, so don't trip. It's not going to be that hard this time. I even got an instrumental on the side needed for this one. You want me to go first?
Go ahead.
All right. The artist is Usher.
Nice and slow.
Right? Yeah, that was easy.
Yeah,
perfect.
We should have new instrumentals.
Perfect. Yeah. There you go. Nice
That's
and easy.
One of those karaoke songs.
Yeah, I didn't have to say it's 7 o'clock on the dot, you know, so it's straight.
And the drop top is in the streets.
There we go. We're going to
come on, Jazz.
100,000 points each.
Hell yeah. Great start. Great start. Now.
Uh-oh. She's rolling the sleeves up, ladies and gentlemen.
The sleeves are up. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. So this time I have this theme is more so what we're experiencing in the weather today in Chicago, which is lots of rain, sleet, snow. Okay. So yeah, a little mixture of those. Yeah. So I'm actually the songs that I picked. Oh. I don't know if I want to tell you guys the artist because it might give it away.
Oh,
yeah.
I
so,
got it. I got it.
I didn't even say nothing yet.
I know.
Yes, let me hear it.
Nah, go ahead. Do it.
Okay. This is the first one, and I will not say the artist. You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star. Baby, because in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. Because.
Damn, I don't have it.
I didn't want to like sing it because I knew y'all was going to get it. Like,
no, you got to sing that. Don't cheat me.
We need a little melody, you know?
I need it. Don't cheat
okay.
me.
Okay. You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star.
Here we
Baby,
go, Rihanna.
Because in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. Because.
It's Umbrella. Ella. Hey.
That was disappointing.
But we got it though. But we got it.
You got the song. Yes. You got it.
Not 100,000. We'll get 50,000. We'll get 50,000 points.
I concur.
We got it though.
Oh boy. Ready for this one?
Okay, here we go.
50 Cent. 2003. Get Rich or Die Trying. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to be like Jazz.
I just sang.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me?
Now? And out, would you still have love for me, girl? Yes.
Easy to love me now.
Only one question.
Right? Bam, 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 bam.
And it's all about us.
Yep.
Yeah, if I would have sang that, it would have been over from the jump.
Boom. All right, cool. So how many points we get?
That's 100,000 right there.
Excellent. Here we go. In a game where the points don't matter, finish those lyrics. All right, this one's another one, too. So we got 2000s R&B singer. All right. Here we go. Your true beauty's description. So good that it hurts.
Ooh,
you're a dime plus 99. It's a shame. Don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare.
Is this Mario? You should let me love you.
Yeah,
ding, 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 ding.
It is.
Woo!
If I was your man, baby, you never worry about
what I do.
All right.
Come on. Back to you every night. Doing you right. Sorry.
You just had to. It just came out.
Okay. Yeah. It just came over him.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's a karaoke song.
Do it.
My body. I apologize. I want to take this time to humbly apologize.
You
for
ain't got
to
apologize.
100,000 to Jazz. 200,000.
Right? Okay. For real.
For the
you committed to that one.
Of a life.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the Midday Live Show. Only on the Midday Live Show will you hear some singing like that.
Yes.
Okay.
One of a kind.
Unique, as Beyonce would say.
Unique.
Thank you.
Okay, are you guys ready for my next one? Again, Chicago weather themed. So I'm not going to tell you the artist because it would give it away. I will give you a hint though. This is an old song. It came out in like 04, I want to say. 05 maybe. So, staring at the blank page before you.
Oh, yeah.
Open up the dirty window.
Uh-huh.
Let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find reaching.
Come on, sing it,
something in the distance. So close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions.
Feel the rain on your skin.
No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else can speak the words on your lips. Okay, I will sing that whole song, so don't get me started.
I was feeling it.
What's the song name?
I don't know.
What's the song name, Steve? The rest is still.
You're muted,
I was on mute. It's Unwritten.
Yes.
Natasha Bedingfield.
Yes. Yes. 100,000 points for the song title and the artist.
But
50,000 for singing along.
Hey, thanks. Karaoke.
Period.
Yeah, we might as well just call this karaoke now, right?
Might as well. But I'm ready for this next one. I'm ready.
Like if I give you the name, you're gonna know it from the jump.
All right, so see if you can sing it.
Sang it.
I like the way you walking, if you walking my way. I'm that rare bull. Now let's fly away.
Oh, young money. I'm that rare bull. Let's fly away. Let's get a Man, that's the one of the Young Money members. Man, I can make the bedrock.
I ain't get enough yet.
Bedrock.
It's bedrock. Yeah.
Bedrock. Young Money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was to do with the red hat who really didn't make nothing of his opportunity. With
is that the one that said something about grocery bag?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. That's
okay.
Gutter. Yeah.
Gutter, okay. Yes, yes.
I like the way you're walking if you're walking my way.
Yes,
I'm
okay.
That red bull. Now let's fly away. Yes, sir.
I don't know how I got that so quick, but yeah.
I even tried to like read it slow to try to throw you off a little bit, but you're just too good, man.
No, not even.
Points, bro.
No, I'm with it. Now I just gotta use these points to, you know, pay off my debt. No, I'm just kidding, guys.
I'm
all right. Here we go. All right, this may be another of those where if I give you the artist, I may give it up. So maybe I can just see if I can do a verse or something. Like, all the girls in the club in their best outfits, just showing their skin, just trying to make want to spit. Where you been, girl? You and your friend need to come back. We could lock it down. In your white t-shirt or three-piece suit, don't matter what you wear, all that matters is who you with. Some jiggy, some straight grinded, all in the club just to have a good time.
What a party.
Hey, what a party.
Yeah.
Hey.
What a Bacardi at.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I haven't had that in a minute.
Bacardi. Right.
Don't.
Is anybody a Bacardi fan?
See, Bacardi gets the job done. You know,
yeah.
But it is definitely not my first choice.
Definitely not my first either.
We might
have to talk
about
that. Hitting, you know,
it'll get you there.
It gets you there. It does the job.
You know what was hitting? Tito's vodka at Big Jam. That was hitting. Had it in a little coffee cup.
Now that it's over, we could talk about it, right?
Yes.
Now let me tell you what was hitting.
What?
Remy, 1738 at Big Jam. Somebody asked me, how was Moneybagg Yo? I'm like,
I could tell you how the Remy was.
By the time we got the Moneybagg Yo, it was over with for your boy, okay?
Hey, how about your hoodie? Shout out to your hoodie.
Okay. Speaking of Remy.
Yeah, it sure is. Remy Martin. There we go. Shout out to Remy, man. I love those guys. All right, I got one. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, wait, wrong one. Oh, wait. Wrong one. Oh, wait. Wrong one. Okay. Oh, right one. Here we go.
Ready.
I got tabs open for days.
I see.
Yeah, like sir. That. Ready?
Yeah. Let's do this.
Because, baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other hoes ain't never on it.
You're muted.
One more time.
One more time.
Yeah, one more
time. I know that song.
Yeah, I know this song.
You want me to give you a hint?
Sure. Well, I'll take it. I'll take all the help I can get.
Maybe more of a melody, you know.
Drake.
Okay, say the words again.
2009.
Mm-hmm.
Cause baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted.
Best I ever had.
Dun 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 dun. Baby, you my everything.
I just had to hear it in my head. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once I gave you Drake, you knew what time it was.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, there you go. 100,000 points.
So I'm going to have to just say, you know, Isaiah may have taken the crown today because of his performance in round two.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, hey, unbeatable, you know. I can't compete with that.
Any words? Any final words? How did you get to the top?
You know, I just follow my passion. You know, move with my head down. I looked up and here I was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the grind. It's the process. And that's one thing you can't overlook. It's the process. One foot at a time. Okay?
Okay. Definitely.
Definitely. But I still have one more song.
Uh-oh.
So, hold on.
This might change the game.
Hold on.
Here we go.
I'm not going to give you the artist. still in the Chicago weather today themed. And the year is 1984.
This was the one I thought it was the first
probably,
time.
Probably. Carl, I never meant to cause you any pain. Only wanted one time to see you laughing. I only want to see you laughing in the... I can't say the next part because it's going to say the title.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. Come on.
There we go. See, this is how you knew you brought it home. You knew it.
Okay. He
knew. Shout out to Prince.
Big shout out to Prince.
Big shout out to Prince.
Purple Rain. Good job. Good job. Everyone. Great job.
Favorite all time Prince song now that we're talking about him.
Oof.
When Doves Cry.
When Doves Cry. Classy.
Oh man. I don't know if I could pick one just that simple.
Little Red Corvette.
Little Red Corvette. Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
That's like
just one of those people that got hits upon hits.
When
upon
Doves
hits.
Cry. I might have to say I Want to Be Your Lover.
That was
it's
a good
just
one.
That, I don't know, it's something about that beat. So classic.
I want to be your lover.
Dun.
Hey.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I just put something on my story the other day about the Michael Jackson Experience game. Why did they never come out with a Prince one? It's because he didn't dance as much as MJ?
No, I'm sure he definitely deserves some variation of that, too.
He should have got a video game.
Prince edition.
Thought about that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Even if it was just singing, like a karaoke type thing. Like, I would have been for that.
Yeah. We need to talk to Nintendo Switch, see what they could do, make one of those, you know, remember the Wii dance games they had with the controllers?
Hell yeah. So I had the Michael Jackson Experience.
See, so the same thing for Switch now. Could do the same thing with the controllers, so why not?
Man, why not?
Hey, don't steal the idea out there. No.
Okay. We can't be giving out all our, you know, our little ideas, you know?
Yeah, some recipes got to stay in the house, you know.
Period. That was great, though. Finish those
was.
Lyrics. Woo,
that
we
was good.
That.
We did.
All right, let's switch gears real quick, man.
Switch them.
Saw this post on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Goes like this. You can have one thing for free for life. The options. Flights. Food. Concert tickets. Gas. Hotel rooms. Clothes / shoes. Flights, food, concert tickets, gas, hotel rooms, clothes / foods.
Clothes and shoes, you mean?
Ah, clothes and shoes. Yes.
I think I got mine. Maybe too quick, the answer.
What is it?
Because I'm looking at the list, too. I'm able to pull it up on the docs. I'm going to go with food because I can always trade food for cash. To get flights, I can trade food for gas, especially in this economy where it sucks and we're in a recession.
Yeah.
You know, hotel rooms are nice, always have shelter, which is good. But I know if I got food, I can sell the food and I can go stay where I want. Yeah, get gas if needed, concert tickets. Yeah, if I have food, I can get everything on the list.
Jess? That's a way to think about it. I think from this list, I have to go with clothes and shoes.
Clothes and shoes.
Yeah. Because it's like for any occasion, no matter what it is, you're like, oh, I need an outfit for this. Boom, I could just have it. Like that. Don't gotta worry about it. Do I want some Gucci shoes?
Boom.
I don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for them. I can just get them?
Mm.
Sure. Why not? I could get 50 pairs of said shoes if I wanted to for free.
Oof.
50 then, different winter coats for the Chicago season if I want it.
Then you can sell those. That's what
I was
saying.
Just about to say that.
Sell right. The Gucci's.
Right.
Resell.
And I bet the clothes would come fitted too or tailored.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even a plus too.
It's like your own big personal closet. Walk-in closet. I've always wanted a walk-in closet.
Clothes
and shoes.
You'll get it. Just, you know, maybe not tomorrow morning, but the day after, maybe.
Yeah, gotta keep working
for
it. You know?
You got this.
Man, thinking about the shoe game, how you got a retro that drops on Saturday. you just automatically get it for free. Flip that for $500. For myself, I like the idea of food, right? That's cool. But I'm just thinking about flights right now. They're so expensive. And I love traveling. I love going to see, you know what I'm saying, different parts of the world. If I can go for free, you know what I'm saying, and then spend whatever I got to spend on a hotel, it's bussing. My trip is bussing. I'm somewhere in Mexico Cabo, like,
hey,
for $300. Now, that's probably
a steal.
Lot. But, yeah, you know, the flight was the most expensive thing when I actually just recently went. So, what?
True. Free flights, can't beat it.
The band is speaking from experience. Then you could always, again, I'm selling everything. Sell the tickets.
Yeah.
You could, honestly. Mm-hmm. Sell them for a little cheaper, give them a little deal, and they'll keep coming back. Then you got a regular paying customer on your hands. Mm-hmm. You know? Just saying.
Well, if you guys want to leave us a comment too and join us in the conversation, just type it right below.
Period. We'd love to hear from you. You know? But now we have to hear from Steve. It's time to hear about this weather that we got going on.
Let's go.
Yes. Johnny. Where is Johnny? Does anyone know where Johnny is? He has the wrong clip.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Steve Styles, and this is your weather update for Chicago. It's cloudy and 36 degrees in downtown. Snow flurries with low visibility, so try to drive safe out there. Move quickly and smoothly. Today's high is going to be 39 degrees in about lunchtime, and lows tonight in the 30s. Now, if you definitely need gear that can handle this type of weather or any type of weather out here in the Midwest, just type in three words, Young Street Gear. Back to you guys in the studio.
Well, that's depressing.
Hey, it's all right.
Is it?
It could be worse. Talk about having to go get gas at, what was that, 4:45 this morning?
Jeez.
Ooh.
It's raining.
Ooh.
It's cold. The rain's hitting you in the face. You try to hit. Unleaded. And it's touchscreen. It's cold. So the fingertip's not really, you know. Why are we here? We can move. Let's go to Arizona.
Arizona's boring. That's why.
I hear that's the fountain of youth out there. Like the weather and, you know, how everybody has a pool and it's affordable down there.
I'm sure they do have a pool. You know how hot it is in Arizona?
Of course, man.
Let me ask you this. What does Chicago have that Arizona doesn't?
Good food.
Snow.
I mean, yeah.
Point to Steve. But I would argue that. Let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. Ask me why.
Why?
Thanks for asking. Because it has been said that Arizona and Texas are basically a Chicago melting pot. Everyone from the city, everyone from this area, they end up in Arizona or Texas. Your money goes longer. The weather is nicer.
I feel it. I feel it. But, no. Oh, thank you. I'm actually going to look up Arizona weather right now. Oh, it's not bad.
What's
the 58 name? Degrees.
Come on.
Hmm.
In December? Come on.
67 tomorrow, 70 on Sunday.
That's a blessing. We look forward to those over here.
Oh, my God.
If you're just tuning in, we're not talking about Chicago, people. No, we're talking about Arizona.
We're for 58 right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, it says December is the coldest month of the year in Phoenix. Average low temperatures drop to 45. That's the lowest? Wow. Must be nice.
Make my argument sound good. Come on. Bring it in.
Am I? I'm frozen?
Man, I heard next week's gonna be even worse.
Next week?
Mm-hmm.
I have not looked that far ahead in my life.
Well, hey, what's it gonna be like next week?
All right, here
40s?
We go.
Hit the 40s.
Yeah, we're going to get it. Yep, Monday, 41, 43, Tuesday, Wednesday, 46, Thursday, 41, Friday, 36. Friday morning, we get a little bit of snow, but pretty decent.
Not bad.
Cloudy. How about this? When it's cloudy outside and you're feeling down, take yourself a vitamin D3. Okay. Jazz, I think you are a little froze right now. Or is that just me? All right, guys, you're listening to the Midday Live Show.
I ain't trying to mess this Wi-Fi up in here, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're good. We're going to wait for Jasmine to get back because we need her and her joke. We're going to run a little bit of promo, guys, okay?
Then I murder. Call Gunner if you want your burger. Oh, baby, you be lying in your verses. I be here and say you buying them purses. I can't even lie, you ain't my type. You ain't even know that fine in person. I can guarantee you if you my kind, she got every bag you can imagine. Big house, I can really be bragging. 100,000 in my mouth like what's happening. Not the big cheap tea, that's embarrassing. He ain't me, you can keep the comparison. My bitch, probably one of the baddest. Good girl, turning into a savage. This bitch got a problem in traffic. We can't do it, imagine G-Wagon. Low key, I've been keeping it classy. Could be really out here doing them nasty. Niggas couldn't even see me in last.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, did it happen again?
No.
Look at this.
No.
Here we go,
loading
guys.
Again.
Don't worry, guys. We got plenty of cool songs. We're going to run a top five. Here's Burner Boy, Last Laugh.
Five, four, four, three, three, two.
Manipulate my love. Oh. I know holy. And I know that's careful. Like the Baba.
Yo, Shayo. Yes, welcome back. Looking good, Jazz. Better than ever.
She is back.
Gracias. So, man, you know what? I was going to get into my joke of the day, but the joke of the day is the Wi-Fi in this building. Anyway.
yes. Let's hear that joke.
Right. Okay. So, holiday season, Christmas themed. Okay. Yeah. So, how much did Santa pay for his sleigh?
Wait, you mean like, did he buy it used, wholesale? Did he put a down payment and do, you know, payments?
Yeah, you know, how did, you know, how much was it? How much did Santa pay?
I bet he got it way back when wood was a little more affordable than it is right now. So I'll say he probably got it for a hot 25K, 25,000 back in like the 50s.
What say you?
Gingerbread.
That would have been good. That's a good one. Like, but
you know,
no.
Like with bread, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Gingerbread.
Nice to meet it there. But no, Santa paid nothing because it was on the house. You get it? Because the sleigh was on the house.
I get it. Yeah. Oh, man.
The sleigh was on the house. Yeah. Literally and figuratively.
Okay, Jazz.
See,
I have a joke, man.
Oh man.
I heard this joke earlier this week.
Let's get it.
And I had to share this with you guys. Like, I teared up.
You always tear up.
Okay, so I guess that's not credible.
I'm ready though. I want to hear.
You guys ready for this?
It's from in me. His notes.
Here we go. Anyone a fan of dark humor?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What's off limits?
Nothing.
You know, I don't want to get canceled on here.
Okay. I mean,
shaky.
I'm sure you'll figure it out. Yeah. You got good temperature, a good barometer.
Here we go. What do you call a pirate that pisses on people?
R. Kelly. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah. That's crazy. One and done.
Yes.
Oh, how'd you know that one?
I just thought about it. Like,
that's crazy.
I know R. Kelly pisses on people. And then I thought pirate, and I was like, R, right?
That's perfect. Yeah. That's perfect.
Hell yeah. R. Come on, Jazz. Woo!
He's on fire.
On hey, fire.
You got it, man. You got it.
R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm. R. Kelly.
It's funny, but it's not. It's sad. It's sad. So sad. But true. Anyway. Anyway. Ooh. Yeah, I think we got to take a little break on that note, because we might have just offended a few Chicagoan aunties out there, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, we got Bussin' or Discussin' up next.
He did what?
What? We got Bussin' or Discussin' up next.
No, not that. The comment from Linda.
What you right.
He released a new album from jail, you know.
Oh. I didn't, but hey,
I didn't
thanks.
Know that.
Hey, oof.
Well, on that note, we shall be back with Bussin' or Disgustin', and somebody's got to say it with DJ Spoilmilk.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Come on, man. Welcome to the night show.
Throw up the sex in her. And I can put you in.
Come on, man. Welcome to the night show.
Fish fly.
5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1.
All this late night talking about anything you wanna till the morning. Now you're in my life. I can't get you off my mind.
Yes, sir, we are at the time. Where I just gotta say it, man. Somebody's gotta say it. It might as well be me. You can cancel me if you want to, but I'm still gonna say what I need to say.
Love it, man. Tell them what they need to hear.
I'm gonna let them know, okay? You are going nowhere. That's it. Wrap it up. No, Fredo, you're going nowhere. You're going nowhere if you do not sit down, prepare, and make goals. You need to set goals for yourself, okay? We're ending the year. 2020 is coming to a wrap. 2023 is on the way, right? Everyone has this, what you gonna do for 2023? What goals you got, right? I would say first, before trying to make new goals, let's look upon what happened in 2022. What did you achieve? What did you do to actually achieve the goals that you wrote down last time around this time last year, right? And then be real with yourself. Did you go anywhere? Did you go anywhere? Did you actually move forward? Did you put one foot forward? Did you actually level up? And if it was no, then let's talk about what we need to do in order to actually achieve these goals. If you're just writing them out and that piece of paper is collecting dust, you're going nowhere. If you're just talking about it, but you're not moving, you're not acting upon it, you're going nowhere. If you didn't even write goals down last year, you're going nowhere. So when we're going into 2023, I want you guys to real life write down your goals, talk about your goals, and then come up with an action plan to make sure you're not just staying still and you're going somewhere instead of going nowhere. Somebody's got to say it, man.
That's real. That's 100% real. I think you got to reevaluate. You know, if you said you were going to do something last year and this year came, like the new year is coming up again, and you're like, oh, I'm writing down the same goal from last year, I think you might need to reevaluate because you're not going anywhere, as you said. You know?
Yeah.
Do
what
better.
Are you doing?
Be better.
Yeah, yeah. And don't look at it to be offended. You know, use this as motivation, inspiration. Like, hey, he's got a point. You got to set out, you know, weekly goals, monthly, quarterly goals, like 3-4 months, half year goals, or, you know, 4 quarters, whole year goals. Like, you can, I've learned that certain people, like, the more wealthier they become, they speak in time way different than we do. When we talk in weeks and paychecks, they're talking about 5-10 year plans and interest collected type things. So
right,
so perspective.
I want you to get offended, to be honest with you.
Bloop.
Because if you don't get offended, then it gets brushed under the rug. It's not really received well. You know what I'm saying? If you get offended, now that's kind of stuck in your head. Like, I can't believe. You know what? Let me get up and do something. Let me show him. Show me, for real. And then to speak on what you just said, Steve, man, I had a mentor talking about how they move and they speak on time differently, right? Not only are they saying 5-10 years, they speak in minutes. 24 hours in a day. How many minutes are you using to be productive? How many minutes in a day are you using to level up, to work on your craft? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we don't have a full hour to say, all right, I'm bad at math, I'm gonna spend 1 full hour to study Sometimes you don't have that full hour if we're in high school, if we're in middle school. But hey, if you spend a strong 30 minutes in between the next job, your lunch break, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? At least you real life put your mind to something and you did it. 30 minutes is a long time if you think about it, if you shut everything out.
Mm-hmm. You got a point. And I mean, as my good friend, I think he was all of our good friend, Woody once said, if the boot fits, wear it.
Mm.
Do your thing. Do what you got to do.
Come on now.
Do what you got to do. Change your life. Upgrade your life. I think life is all about upgrading. Seriously. Mm. Be better than you were the last year. Those are always my goals for the next year. Like, people always be like, well, what's your New Year's resolution? To be better than I was last year. Mm-hmm. To keep growing, keep learning every single day. That's it. That's all I can do.
I'm going to throw one out. A resolution. It's to communicate better. I'm good at communicating face-to-face, right? I love talking to you guys, whatever. But responding to messages, emails, DMs, phone calls. Man, it just slips my mind. It just, like, the phone, it's always so busy. And I'm someone who's always up and moving, running around, doing something. And I can see a message, respond in my head. Like, oh, yeah. But I never actually typed it out. I put it back down because I was currently running a mile or currently DJing or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely one of my goals.
That's real. And you'll do it. We believe in you.
Oh, yeah, you got this. You got this.
We just got to hold out hope that you can do it. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do.
Hi, Jess.
Oh, I see what we got going on over here. Once again. Little robot action going on. Anywho. Actually. It is time to move on. Okay. I see you.
I get carried away. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to us. Don't apologize. But yeah, it's time for Busting Our Disgusting, but first, I'm going to have to ask Steve to run some commercials for me because I need to grab my laptop charger. Thank you very much.
5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1. I want to run.
No heels, no shirt, no skirt. All I'm in is just skin. No jeans, take them off. Wanna feel your skin. You a beast, oh, you know that I like that.
Hey everyone, it's Bryisha Adams, and you are listening to the Midday Live Show with Steve Styles, Jazzer Fierce, and Jarrell.
What's up, guys? It's the nastiest DJ in Chicago, DJ Spoil Milk, and you're listening to the one and only Midday Live Show with Steve Styles, Jazzer Fierce, and my boy Jarrell. Happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
Hey, it's Kilo the Dreamer, and you locked in to the Midday Live Show. With my gang, Jazzer Fierce, Steve Styles, and of course Jay. Make sure you tap in, and don't forget, drink. We the first thing you sing in the morning.